بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the chapter of spending time in the company of the pious, taking the du'as, and at the same time visiting those places that are blessed or mubarak. So yesterday we did the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that you should befriend none but a believer, and none except a righteous person should eat your food. And then we explained under this that when a person is inviting people to his house, then he should make it a point of only inviting the pious to his house to eat. Or any dawah that he is inviting, then he should make it a point that he invites the pious. But if he is doing a food distribution, hamper distribution, food distribution, then he can feed any person. Whether a person is pious, not pious, Muslim, not Muslim, he can feed whoever it is. Even feeding an animal also in a situation like that is very rewarding. Hadith that comes in Bukhari Sharif, that a man went, he was thirsty, and he went down the well, and he pulled himself up, filled up his leather sock with water, and he gave a dog that water to drink. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala made his maghfirat. So when it comes to feeding, then feed any person, any living being, any living creature, there's great reward. But when a person is inviting to his home, then he should ensure that he only invites the pious. The other thing from the first part of the hadith that we did yesterday, you should befriend none but a believer. In other words, be very careful who you're choosing as your company, who you're choosing as your companion. And we explain that people overlook this when they're sending their children for education, school. They're more interested to see whether the high education is there. They're not looking to see that who will be the circle of friends. Will the circle of friends be Muslims of my friend, of my son? Will the circle of friends be non-Muslims? They're more interested in the education and the level of education. But look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "La tusahib illa mu'minan." And don't make anyone your companion except that he be a believer. So imagine, from such a young age, sometimes we are exposing our children just because of so-called education, but then we don't realize that how, by befriending all the non-Muslims, what is happening to their iman. Anyway, today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Ar-rajulu ala deeni khalili, falyanzur ahadukum min yukhalil. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person follows the religion of his friend. So carefully consider who you befriend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Carefully consider who you befriend. Sometimes people make the statement that don't be judgmental. But look what the hadith is saying. That carefully consider. فَلْيَنْظُرْ actually means carefully look who you are befriending. In other words, consider, look. Take into consideration who you're choosing as your friends. In other words, choose only the righteous, choose only the pious. It's a fallacy that you can't judge. In a situation like this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that judge who you are taking as your friends. Because this is very, very important. When a person, Nabi in the first part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person actually follows the ways. The deenya means he follows the ways, he follows the religion, follows the creed of those people that are his friends. So if you're putting a child who non-Muslims, then that is what is going to happen. Recently there was a case, a person came to madrasa. He mentioned that he was invited, he had a business partner in India, non-Muslim business partner in India. So the business partner, one of the family members were getting married, so they invited him, come for the wedding. He said, okay, this is my partner, let me go for the wedding. So it was a Hindu wedding that was taking place there in India. So he took his family, he went there. And when he went there, he said that they were seated in a hall, they made special arrangements for him, halal, etc. So that wasn't a problem. But he says that his child was going and playing with the other children that was there. And then those children had their own idols and all that they had there. Those children were actually making sajda to the idols. He said that his son also now started making sajda to the small child, started making sajda to idols. When he saw this, and he came to know about this, then he realized that this place is not for me. I should never have been here in the first place. Now the child is innocent, but he's seeing what all the other children are doing, so it becomes part of their life. One person mentioned that he sent his son to the white school. So now they do the prayer there every morning. They got the prayer that they do every morning. So he said, one day when he came home, I told him, make dua before we start eating. I thought I'll try to inculcate some habits in him. I told him, make dua to start eating. So he put his hands together like this, and he started reading the prayer that they read in the morning in the school. Then I realized that what is happening, actually indoctrinating, my child is actually getting indoctrinated in this culture. So many things like this are happening, but we don't even realize all it. Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us so nicely that a man is on the way of his friends, on the creed of his friends. If you keep good company, that will be the quality of the person, no matter who he is, how pious it is, that will be the quality, that will be the way he will follow. If he keeps a circle of friends, how we see it so often, person keeps a circle of friends of people that play golf. Within a short while, he's also in the game of golf. Person keeps company of people that are go fishing. Within a short while, he's also got a hobby for fishing. And sometimes nights go, the man is going fishing. Sometimes a person keeps company of people that are following soccer, for example, Premier League and other soccer matches. But in a short while, he also starts learning the names of the sports, and he's also following that. Rather, we keep in the company of those that are regular with the salah, those that are regular with tilawat, keep in the company of those that are regular with the hajjud, and we will become part and parcel of that jamaat that is regular with namaz, regular with the hajjud, regular with salah, rather than wasting our time in all other things. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.